what happened was that, and the same things happened in Washington. Washington with Holt's H.R. 811, when our bill basically went through the committee, it was a good bill, but after it left committee, the Republican leadership, which is Marco Rubio of the House, and the Senate President Pruitt, basically behind the scenes, started negotiations between them and the Democrats of what amendments was going to be added to the election reform bill. And our election reform bill calls for getting rid of all the touchscreen DREs by 2012. And basically, the Democrats supported the optical scanners and paper ballots, and it was so important to them that the Republicans took as much advantage of the situation as they could and started adding as many gerrymandering amendments, like voter registration restrictions, and things that just boiled down to vote suppression. And still, Marco Rubio refused to let the bill pass in the House because of the $27 million it was going to cost, and they were using that as an excuse not to let the bill go through. And what we had to do for 2 months, Secretary Browning, the Secretary of State, had been trying to get the $27 million out of Washington from the EAC. And what happened was he went up there to try to get him to let him have the money. And Bill Nelson, Senator Bill Nelson, who is a Democrat, got involved up there in Washington, as he should. And it was a 180-degree turnaround by the EAC because of the senator's request for the money. So we came back from Washington with the money, and even the Republican leadership was in the Senate was asking the Speaker Rubio, what now? What, you know, we came back with the money. What's your excuse now for not passing the election reform bill? And the next thing that happened was they wanted the presidential primary moved to the 29th of January.
So that's the Republicans wanted that move.
Right, that's what they wanted in order to pass the election reform bill.
So in Florida, the primaries for Democrats and Republicans are both always held on the same day. I know that some states don't do that, but Florida they do. So them wanting it to move it meant that it... the Democratic primary had to be moved too.
Right. I mean, basically, one of the problems is we have the legislators doing redistricting and writing election laws to benefit whatever party is in control, and they were going to take as much as they could from the Democrats, and I really don't believe that everybody was going to be prepared for the reaction of Dr. Dean, the DNC chair. I mean, the bylaws for both the Democrats and the Republicans both say if we move our primary forward, you know, before February 5th, then we lose half our delegates. Not all our delegates, but when this happened, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, would not listen to our reasoning about the fact that the Democrats are a minority party in Florida and they had no control of this back office, back dealing to get this bill through. So they really had no choice but to go along with the moving of the presidential primary. And they tried to move it back to February 5th. They tried to get an amendment put in to the election reform bill, changing it back to a legitimate, approved date, which would have been February 5th, but Republicans refused to do that. And there is absolutely no reason why Dr. Dean, the DNC chair, has taken away all our delegates. It's not, that's against even the National Committee's bylaws, we were only supposed to lose half, but he decided retribution of Florida Democrats and took all of our delegates away. And right now, Bill Nelson is actively involved in trying to find a compromise. But what we don't see from the party chair here in Florida is any cooperation one way or another. She hasn't really taken up the issue. I mean, she did present the fact of the minority party in the Florida House not having a say-so, but the DNC stuck by the bylaws, but they really didn't because the DNC chair decided to take all the delegates. So we got a situation here which will be resolved, but not before January 29th. Now, see, what the DNC wants us to do is hold a caucus, a statewide caucus, and make the primary non-binding. The Democratic Party has taken a position that if we do that, then we disenfranchise the Florida voters. Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, the caucus is going to make the decision on the delegates and which presidential candidates gets those delegates. It's going to hand it over to party insiders to make that decision. But this is something the party does every 4 years is elect delegates to the convention through caucuses. And I believe there's a compromise that could be worked out, and hopefully in the next few months or days, we'll have one, and this will blow over. But this has been a disastrous convention for a lot of Floridians because they basically don't have the motivation of being able to support a presidential candidate in this state, and there's no organizations developing for these presidential candidates other than the one that Hillary Clinton put into place after she was elected senator. And the Clintons have been working on this situation for over 8 years, and they are in control in almost every state in the union.